Is my hair all right?
You look beautiful.
I had it done this
morning. You hadn't done it this morning.
I didn't have my nails done, though.
So what year were you born?
1923. April 24th, 1923.
And since you're a your family must be from around here, huh?
We've been here a while. Yeah, I was born right across the woods over there in the, what's the, now. And my dad lived in this house out here where this office complex is.
Okay.
The house was there. They built a house for him. And my mother's dad, when all this property through here belonged to him, and they, he put in his will that when he died, everything would be sold and money would be divided. He didn't want any fussing with the kids, you know, so he had it all done that way. So my mother took her part of the money and bought land like.
Oh.
And then they built a house over there on what's now. And the actually originated from him going from this house to that house to build the house.
Really?
And he just never did quit using it until about 20 years ago, I closed it.
Wow.
And it's a now, you can't go all the way through. It's real confusing.
So is this a farm?
Yeah, all this land in here was farm. It's a very little city of Roswell. The old original city of Roswell came out Woodstock Road, not even out to Coleman Road, and then it went down Crabapple Road to Hogwaller Creek, up 9 to Hogwaller Creek, and down Garrison Hill to just below where Spring Drive is now. So we just a little bitty bundle.
Wow, so at one time this was country out here, huh?
Yes, and this was originally Old Milton County. And they split Old Milton and put part of it in Cobb and part of it in Fulton.
Wow.
So it's a And when it was Old Milton County, my granddaddy was the sheriff of Old Milton County. He sheriffed in horse and buggy.
Wow.
Yeah. Sheriffed in the horse and buggy. But they used to be a good buddy of mine up in Alpharetta, a black man up there named I used to go sit up there under the shade in the yards, and he'll tell me all about Mr. Bill. When he went after you, you was a-going. He said you didn't make no difference if you didn't want to get in the buggy. He'd just hook a rope around the handcuffs and holler, get up to old Maud, and you'd follow. So it was a different world back then than it is now. And I used to have his pistol. It was an old 44 Fanner, which would weigh a ton. But it got the job done. And then everybody, now my dad, he was a farmer, yet he was a carpenter, and he also worked at the mercantile factory. I mean, Mr. Charlie had what we call a mercantile store, which handled a little of everything. And my dad would farm in the summer times, in the off season, he'd work for Mr. He'd do carpenter work. But when he worked down there, he would go to Atlanta to get supplies. He'd leave on Monday and get back on Tuesday.
Wow. So that was a trip, huh?
Yeah, because they'd go down and leave way before daylight on Monday morning, go down and try to get all their supplies and get back out to Buckhead to the wagon yard before night. And then the next day they'd come on back.
Wow.
And the only road around here that was paved back then would have been Highway 9. Well, it was 19 then. We were poor folks, but we wasn't